Anthony Ainley was born on the 20th of August, 1932. Except, he wasn't. Anthony Ainley was born much later, the surname adopted by a man in his 20s, hoping to have a successful career in the profession where his father had been a household name. Whether the Ainley name was a hindrance or a help is open for debate, but the baby, born in 1932, was registered as Anthony Holmes. While he died as Anthony Ainley in 2004, Anthony Holmes was born to a single mother in her mid-20s who had an affair with one of the most famous actors in the country, Henry Ainley, a figure described by his granddaughter, Rosa, as a man famed for acting, speaking, and beauty. In fact, his mother, Clarice Holmes, had two sons by Henry Ainley. Henry Timothy Holmes, always known as Tim, was born on the 5th of March 1931. Then Anthony Holmes, usually called Tony, was born on the 20th of August 1932. Clarice and Anthony's lives were destined to remain around the London area, while Tim would emigrate, finishing his years in the United States, where he died in 2012. The children didn't have what might be considered a normal childhood, living at home with their mother. For reasons known only to her, but probably due to a combination of lack of money, social stigma, and convenience, Clarice placed the boys in an orphanage in 1936, when Tim was 5 years old and Anthony just four. Of course, the boys weren't orphans, but it wasn't an ordinary orphanage. Due to their father being an actor, they were eligible to live at the Actors' Orphanage, an establishment which provided the answers to the prayers of many desperate parents over the decades, until the welfare state began to provide financial help. These days, the situation would be easier with less social stigma around single-parent families and illegitimate children, more available childcare, and a system of benefits for those in need. But in 1936, 30-year-old Clarice Holmes was unmarried, needed to work, and had two lively young children needing constant attention and supervision. Presumably, she felt placing them into the full-time care of the Actors' Orphanage solved all her problems, or at least the practical ones. The emotional repercussions on herself, Tim, and Tony can only be guessed at.